back to the Corporate Connections at Pitt Business Podcast. My name's Amanda.
I'm Gabrielle.
Wonderful. And I'm Molly Diamond, a program manager here at Dick's Sporting Goods. Thanks for having me.
Done.
So tell us a little bit more about your role and what you do here at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yes. So I was just telling you guys, I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh. So I've almost been 10 years. So I've almost been at Dick's for almost 10 years because I've been here since I graduated. So it'll be 9 years in June, which is wild. But I've worked everywhere from our stores and our merchandising organization, as well as HR, where I'm at now. I manage all of our early talent development programs. So what that means is you graduate from college and then you get a full-time job here with us. And I handle the rotational programs through our merchandising organization, as well as our analytics program and soon to be HR.
All right. That's wonderful. Thank you for telling us a little bit more about yourself. Obviously, we're here to learn about you, and part of you is your college life. So we wanted to hear a little bit more about your experience at Pitt. We go there now, so it would be lovely to hear about that, some things that you did, and maybe some things you wish you'd done and didn't do.
Yeah, sure. Well, first and foremost, I think this organization's amazing. I was just asking you guys when it started. So I hear it's really fresh. I kind of wish we would have had something like this when I went there. But I graduated from the College of Business in a degree in global management and marketing. I'm actually also an alum of Alpha Kappa Psi, which is a professional business fraternity on campus. But when I was a freshman, like, you guys are doing so much better than me from a proactive standpoint, but I think I just went to the activities fair and signed up for knitting club and rugby at one point. Both went horribly, cannot knit. Definitely cannot play rugby. But quickly joined Alpha Kappa Psi, which honestly, in a very long story, led me to where I am at today at Dick's Sporting Goods, thanks to some amazing brothers that I met throughout the organization, as well as the amazing people in the career development office.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
What stood out to you about Dick's Sporting Goods and made you want to stay here and continue your career here?
Yeah, so in Alpha Kappa Psi, we would bring in professional organizations like Dick's Sporting Goods and other companies around Pittsburgh. And we brought in a recruiter. His name is Brooks Rennell. He is actually a senior director here now at Dick's. So he's been here a long time. But he was my recruiter at the time. And he told me all about the organization, what it stood for, its mission, its values, its purpose. And it just aligned with me personally really well. Also, I was not a finance brain. So that was nothing that I was going to go into after college. But the organization and what it stood for really resonated with me. And wanted me to be here and knew I could feel myself at this organization and still honestly have. We've grown a lot in my 9 years since being here, and we're continuing to iterate and continuing to grow. And I myself am personally also growing, but right alongside and in parallel with Dick's Sporting Goods.
That's awesome. You touched on some of the values that Pitt had Dick's had that align with you.
Yeah.
What are some of those, if you could tell us a little bit more about
them? Yeah, sure. So I am going to reference some notes here because our values have recently, we've done a kind of a rebrand here at Dick's Sporting Goods. The Dick's brand itself has gone through quite the evolution in years, but in my 9 years alone. And one of those big pieces are the values that we stand for. Now, we were really focused around the athlete and how you be an athlete. And those have shifted slightly, and so now we want to focus on more than just the athlete. We want to focus on the parent of the athlete, the grandparent. But those myself, those values include dedication, optimism, integrity, and authenticity. So if you think about that personally, like, I don't know who does not align with those. If you do, you might want to talk to somebody about it. But that's how I approach my life, both inside and outside the organization. And so when we made that shift, as we do in an organization, it just made perfect sense to me. That happened about a year or so ago, and we never looked back. That's where that's our North Star, that's where we're guiding to, and that's what I want to continue to help with here at the organization.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's definitely important to emulate the values that your company has.
Yeah.
How do you think those values have impacted the culture here at DSG, the working culture?
Nothing but positive. I mean, the change that the organization has seen was honestly heading towards those values. And like, they haven't shifted that much. It wasn't like we weren't authentic before. We always have been. But now they are at the heart and core of what you do as a company. And I mean, just the things that we've been able to do as an organization outside of just work. So we have some amazing teammate resource groups or employee resource groups, as most people might know of. Those honestly have come to fruition in the past couple of years, thanks to our amazing diversity, equity, inclusion team. A lot of that has come to life after what has happened just in the world. And exploring those is just responding to that to be able to better support our teammates or our employees in the company.
It sounds like the company culture here is great, and we've heard about a lot of those types of benefits. Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit more about your favorite benefits or your favorite parts about working here that might be a little different than value-based?
Yeah, definitely. So our culture alone is amazing, and I call it like outside of work opportunities. So you're not working per se, but they are still within the four walls of Dick's Sporting Goods. So I actually just had a baby 4 months ago. So thank you. And one of our benefits is the daycare, which is right across the street. So, I mean, that is first and foremost my top priority. And that was opened a couple of years ago, actually by one of our teammate resource groups, Mom Squad. And it is fabulous. So, I mean, that benefit alone is an amazing opportunity, an amazing perk that is open to the Exploring Goods teammates. And so, like, just our benefits, like, from that standpoint, like, medical and things like that have been a huge help to me. But also those teammate resource groups. So I'm actually one of the co-founders of the Black Leadership Network, which is our Black-focused teammate resource group. And it has been a journey for us. It's been a couple of years, and it's continuing to grow. And I'm really, really excited for it. It's an organization that advances, empowers, and advocates for all the Black teammates here at Dick's Sporting Goods.
That's amazing to hear, and it's definitely shows the work and the impact that you're having on this organization yourself.
I'm trying. Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what maybe a team group is and what that work and what that looks like here?
Yes. Yeah. So a lot of companies call them employee resource groups. Our employees are called teammates. We've got to stick with our sports team. But they are networks that have been established for the teammates to interact with other people who identify in those groups or are allies. So they're not just open for like Black teammates, or we have out and proud, which is our LGBTQ IA plus organization. We've got Mom Squad, which is not just for moms, but it was for my moms. But that's been a great group for me. And we've got 7 total, and I think another like 2 to 3 in the process. And those are just organizations that these teammates have felt a need to collaborate, to develop, and to better support them both personally and professionally. So, I mean, they are here for, events in the office, but also outside. We're located here in Pittsburgh. So the Out and Proud organization partners really heavily in June for Pride Month, and we do an amazing march. We just had Black History Month, and we had some great speakers as part of that. We've got Hispanic Heritage Month. They bring amazing organizations into the corporate office. And they're for you to identify with your fellow teammates, but also meet others who may be interested in that as well. They also provide you with opportunities to have what are called dialogue circles. So those are like private, privileged groups of the teammates that will talk about anything. And it could be something that's happening in the world to them, or it could be something that's happening here in the office, but they're private. They stay within the group. It sometimes can become a venting session. It's just really a cathartic experience, and it's been great for the organization. So they're just continuing to grow. Black Leadership Network is just one of the many, and many more to come.
So. Well, it sounds like there's a lot going on here, and I'm sure that's so great. But we know that you've been a part of a bunch of different things in your almost 10 years here. What was your favorite project you've worked on or phase of your career at Dick's?
It's a pretty hard question.
One of your favorites.
One of my favorites. Okay. I will say probably co-founding Black Leadership Network was one of my favorites. A gentleman came to me, Edward Brabham, and he came to me and he was like, we need this. It was the peak of COVID and we were like, we need this for our teammates. It does not only span the corporate office, it spans our distribution centers and all of our stores. So it's open for everybody because we have that virtual opportunity, which honestly, thanks to COVID, we have that now, a great virtual network and the network that we formed. That was probably one of my most proud projects I've worked on. But honestly, like I've been here and have been an intern myself. I've been a trainee myself, and now I manage those programs. And it's really cool to see it all come full circle. So I'd like to think I have a direct impact on a lot of our culture and a lot of things that go on because I'm responsible for early talent and the way that they develop and contribute to the organization. And if I don't do my job, that doesn't happen. So if I don't come to work that day, it doesn't happen. So for me, that is probably one of my proudest and like favorite things to do here. I mean, there's amazing outside of work opportunities like our intramurals and our gym and things like that that keep us active. But the work is actually it's actually really exciting and just continues to do so, which is why I'm still here.
With that being said, did you have a most challenging project or even just a challenge you faced while you've been working?
Yeah, I think probably one of the biggest challenges is I've tried to move around the organization a lot. I've been here a long time. I've done different roles, and I've not gotten roles. And that was probably one of my biggest challenges was I wanted to stretch myself into a people-focused role, which was people management, and I did not receive the role. And honestly, that was one of my bigger challenges was to just try to get out of my comfort zone and go into a world where I had no actual experience. I just really had to go on my merits in selling myself. And someone with the experience got the role, and that's sometimes like a hard pill to swallow. And I think we think about that even in school, right, where it's like we might not get the thing we want or we might get the role we want or whatever it might be. That was probably one of my biggest challenges. I mean, I have projects every other day that are a huge challenge, but that's part of the job, and those are here to make you better. But personally, that's probably one of the biggest things I've faced. And it just continues to help me grow and develop to understand like what I'm missing, what are those skill sets. This organization has your personal development opportunities where you can go take a project management course, which is actually what I'm taking in June, to develop those skill sets that might have a gap in what you want to get in your next role or your next step in your career.
That's definitely amazing to hear. And it's great that this has provided you, you know, the opportunity to be able to grow in your career, to have those opportunities to learn and everything like that. I do want to go back a little bit to college.
Sure.
Is there anything that you wish you had done in college, whether it's an organization, a class, maybe a certificate or anything that you wish you could have done and think would benefit you now in your career?
Well, I'm glad you said certificate because that's all I hear when I meet students. They've got these Google certificates. They've got LinkedIn certificates. There's a certificate for everything. And honestly, I think it's amazing. Professional certifications are only going to be those amazing bullet points on your resume to make you stand out even more. I wish I would have done them. I studied abroad in college. Amazing. Highly recommend it to literally every person in this room and beyond. I joined a professional fraternity, which was so much fun. I have friends that joined social fraternities and sororities, which are amazing, great networks. But the professional piece and developing myself a little bit more professionally prior to getting my job, I think I would wish I'd done that more. I worked with a career development office. They were great to help me build my resume. Alpha Kappa Psi did an amazing job to help me with that. But those certifications are awesome. And I see them everywhere now. And it's something that I think is just another notch and another tool in your tool belt to make you even more successful and just stand out amongst your peers. So I highly recommend those to anyone. I wish I would have done more of them because now I'm going to get a project management one and kind of going back on those. But I think Pitt or other schools offer those and offer those opportunities through different sort of different classes and different coursework. So would recommend those for sure.
That's definitely very important. I feel like, you know, we're trying to make ourselves better and appear better, and it's definitely a skill to have.
Yeah, that's a big recommendation for students. And you work with young talent. Yep. So what are some other recommendations you would have for, I guess, the ideal young talent, the ideal intern coming in, leaving college?
Sure. If you have a plan or you have a dream that you're like, I'm going to go do that one day, just go do it. I'm just saying, like, try it. Because I met my recruiter when I was a freshman. I was too young to work there. And he was like, go get experience. I worked part-time in our store as a cashier for the summers. And I ended up getting an internship because of it. Because I got that experience. I followed his advice. Pitt Business provides you, or College of Business Administration, provides you the opportunities and the skills, honestly, to get those. And all you have to do is take advantage. Like, they're really, truthfully, all at your fingertips. But you just have to take advantage of them. And that's why I tell people now, if I, when I was in recruiting a few years ago, I would go to the Pitt Business Career Fair. And I'm just like, just get the more experience. Like, get the certifications. Go abroad. Have the experiences. Just make you a really, really well-rounded person outside of your coursework. Everyone takes calc. Everyone takes statistics. Everyone takes quant. Is Gigi still teaching quant?
We would take quant now, actually.
What? Sorry if you have to edit that out, but that's amazing.
No, we have a data business analytics class.
Okay. So we take very cool.
I like this. It's programming essentials that business analytics 1 and 2. So it's a lot of Python and stats together.
That's so much.
There's no more statistics. No more quant.
That's so applicable.
Take that class. Even if it's mandatory, take it again. Because we're learning that here at the office. Like, we've got jobs here that require those, and people are going out and getting certifications in those and taking classes after work. Do those. Oh, that's great to hear. kind of digressed from your question.
You're good.
But, no, but yeah, honestly, just making yourself well-rounded outside of coursework. I mean, everyone takes classes, everyone has to graduate with a degree, and everyone has that when they come here, so I want to see what else you have.
So you'd recommend other extracurriculars as well, like if you have outside interests.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in a dance club, like
love
things
that.
Like that.
Love that. I coached, I refed and intramurals up at Trees Hall.
Okay.
That was a lot of fun.
What's work?
So I reffed basketball. It was rough. I also tried reffing flag football, but that didn't last very long. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, there's club sports. I took a gym class my senior year. I took spinning, which was so much fun. There's just other ways for you to also then spread your network to outside of Pitt business, right? You get the opportunity to meet different people on campus. It's funny. It's a huge school, but kind of feels small. So you get that opportunity kind of in those courses as well to do that. And if you could fit the extracurriculars, if you have time to work, if you have time to do that and the opportunity, highly recommend it for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Bringing us back on Watch Board, Stick Sporting, get that right thing. So obviously you said you worked here for almost 10 years now. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that has looked like? Maybe like the different positions you've worked and how that's gotten you to where you are.
Yeah. So if you count my small time as a cashier in 2012, it's been even longer, which is crazy. But I was a cashier, worked part-time, just learning ins and outs of the company and of our athlete and what they want to see on the front lines. And I would recommend that if someone is interested in Dick's Sporting Goods, go work for one of our stores. It's the most experience you're ever going to get. There's an amazing new store opening called House of Sport. Just going to plug that real quick. It opens next weekend, April 5th to the 7th is grand opening weekend. It's going to be amazing. But that store is amazing and would love all the help they could get to work there. But that experience alone was fantastic. But after my junior year at Pitt, I received the internship. We have a corporate merchandising internship program, as well as probably 10 to 12 other internship placements. But I was an intern. I worked in inventory planning. So that is focused around the allocation of all of our inventory in our store. So that when you see the Stanley in the store, someone had to push some buttons and do some analysis to get it there. That was my role. I then graduated and came back as a full-time merchandising trainee, which is our rotational program through merchandising. We do 16 weeks of the inventory side. You do 16 weeks in buying. So really focused on the allocator, buying with the Stanley. So working with the vendor to get the product, to change the colorways, to what our athletes want to see. It's a very nutshell of the role. But that rotational program is the one I manage now. Did that program. I actually went back and worked in our store as a footwear manager. So I actually managed one of our footwear decks in Buffalo, New York, which was a lot of fun, a lot of great experience. I was a very young manager, so I learned a ton very early and very quickly. Transitioned back here to the CSC at our corporate office and worked in inventory planning again. So I moved back into baseball. I know nothing about baseball, so don't ask. But I did work with baseball gloves as well as bats and some batting gloves and apparel, and I learned a ton because these people that work in these businesses are experts in their field. And you could just learn so much so quickly. So I worked in allocated baseball gloves for a year and a half. But then as I did that, and I actually got to go back to Pitt Business a lot and go to the career fairs to tell people about what I did because I was an intern, I just like that side of it better. I'd like to talk about it more. I like to get people excited about inventory planning. I get excited about the company. So I became a recruiter. So I actually got the opportunity to be a college recruiter. I got to go to Pitt all the time. Get back on my stomping grounds, go back and visit some people. But did recruiting for a while, and then I managed the team. So I managed the university relations team and then transitioned into this program management space. So I wanted to be less about the sales and more about the development. So once you've got here, what can I do with you? How can I mold you and make you the best Dick's Sporting Goods teammate possible? And this is my favorite role. This is the most favorite thing I've done. And I get the privilege of developing young talent all over this organization for years to come, and I'm very, very proud of the work we've done as a team. We're a small but mighty team, and the work keeps getting bigger. But it's exciting. It's a very cool process and very cool job, and I'm very honored to be in it.
Yeah, that's amazing, and it's definitely great that Dick's allowed you to kind of have that different trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
I know, kind of going back to where you started a little bit with the merchandising and inventory, and I think you spoke a little bit more about like the supply chain side of it.
Yeah.
More of that is, how was that like? Was it definitely, because you said there's a lot of people are experts in their field.
Yeah.
Did that make it a little difficult to get in, or was it very clear and very more easy to get in?
Yeah. So because I was an intern in this space, and I had a great manager, so they allowed me to really, I mean, as an intern here at Dick's Sporting Goods, you are doing real work from day one, and they support you. No, you can't break anything. They can pack everything out. I once almost allocated 1,000 pair of golf shoes. It's fine. But you get the opportunity to push the buttons, to do the work yourself, to make tangible contributions to the organization. And I got to do that from day one, and I had great people to support me. I asked a lot of questions, took a lot of notes. I can't recommend that enough. But it was a space that I was really interested in. And it's funny because, like, I was in global management marketing in college. Like, I had no supply chain. I didn't know business analytics. I didn't have those opportunities. So it was definitely something that was a learning curve for sure. But the programs we offer here allow you to get really, really good exposure and knowledge first, and a great foundation and base before you're trying to move up and get take on more responsibility and things like that. They do not promote and move people unless they are 100% sure that you're ready to do so. And they give you that those classes and that knowledge to make you feel really confident about the move you are going to make. I will say, through the merchandising training program, you do both sides of the organization. So you buy and you allocate. I was definitely more of an allocator for sure. The buyer's brain is this creative space that is extremely analytical. And then the inventory planning space is that science-based knowledge to really allocate the product and understand the strategy behind it. It's a great pairing. One doesn't work without the other, honestly. So it was a great program to get the whole experience. But then I came out of it being more on the inventory side of the house. And I definitely think that's kind of the way my brain operates now. I will say, in my job I do today, I've got to kind of do a little bit of both. We call that art of science marriage. It's really cool. It's the job I have now allows me to stay connected to the business, which is great. So I don't ever lose that merchandising connection, which is what I love first and foremost.
That's definitely amazing to hear. And I think that, you know, a lot of us know that having an education is great and being able to do that, but it's definitely experience that allows us to learn the most. And, you know, it's great to hear that you've had the opportunity at Dick's Sporting Goods to get that experience and to learn through that.
Definitely.
And through all of your experiences, you mentioned learning curves.
Yeah.
We were wondering if there were any lessons that you've learned, and I'm sure there's a bunch, but there are lessons that
how much time do
you have? Still think about all the time today, or that have helped you so much today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, learning curves are going to happen wherever you go, and you can think that you know it all, and someone I bet you probably knows just a little bit more. What's amazing about this organization is, like, we are very competitive, but not internally. We are not out to get one another. We are out to get the people outside. We're out to serve our athlete the best way we can. And that is taking over the competition and being the best in our field. And everyone in this building knows that. And everyone is marching towards that common goal. It's kind of touching back on those values I was talking about. So my learning curve and some of those challenges were around, like, learning a new space. So finding the expert, becoming friends with them, taking them to coffee, buying the coffee, and then asking all the questions. So these people in this building love to talk about what they do. People love their jobs here. And I mean, I could talk about it all day. And I think people that I've met in this company will as well. So I think whether there's a learning curve or a gap or something you feel that you're missing, there's someone in this building that knows it, that is absolutely willing and able to help you. And people just love to talk about what they do. So I mean, just be like, hey, you got 5 minutes? Like, tell me what you do. They're like, yes. And I have 15 minutes actually. And I think that's one of the biggest things that for me around, like, learning curves or gaps is I just got to find the best person in the room for sure. And that they'll take you under their wing and they're off to the races. And it's kind of where, like, mentorship really kind of starts right there. Is honestly, there was probably a gap or something you wanted to learn, and you create a beautiful mentorship kind of relationship out of it.
Yeah. So did you find that working here and being in a physical space around these experts helped you more, or made you learn different things than you would learn in the classroom?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Classroom gives you amazing base knowledge, and for you to come in and you can be, I'm sure everyone in this room and beyond are experts in something, and people are going to look to you one day. So, and you got that probably from the classroom or from your experiences, but there are other people here in this organization and being physically in the work that you just can't learn in the classroom. You can do case studies and you can get really good base information and knowledge to just build upon, right? Once you get into the office and get into the real thick of it, you're like, oh, that's how I'm applying my business analytics degree. That's how I'm applying my marketing degree. And I can really see it come to life. And that's what's really fun about it. I took some project-based courses in college, and you do, like, fake work for a company, and you're like, one day, maybe. Then you come to work, and you're like, I did it. I actually, like, did that thing. And it's really cool. It's super rewarding, and just makes you want to go to work every day.
Yeah, that's definitely very great to hear. I feel like it's part of the culture here that allows you to do that, and definitely, you know, ask the questions and have that mentorship.
Yep.
I actually want to touch back a little bit more to the people management side. I know. So I personally am an HR major.
Fabulous.
And working within people management is something I'm definitely very interested in. I'm sure some of our viewers are as well.
Cool.
Tell me a little bit more about that and why it's special to you.
Yeah.
Something you wanted to do.
Yeah. So people management is really hard and takes a very, very patient person. But no, I mean, it's something that I've always thought was really intriguing is just how we all learn and how we all want to grow and kind of where our goals align and how we can make those come to life. Whatever work you're doing, whatever company you're in. And I always have learned one particular way, and I always have great managers that always asked me my learning style or like asked me how I wanted to get feedback or just always asked me good questions. So I always took those little nuggets and kept them to myself for when I got direct reports. And I'm like, okay, like, how do you tend to learn? How do you tend to communicate? Are you a Teams messenger? Are you a texter? Are you a caller? Are you email? All of those things. So, and I think watching someone progress kind of under your wing and be like, I had direct impact on that, or vice versa, watching someone potentially have some opportunities that you get to then help develop and help them grow and help them move on to their next opportunity is really impactful and really powerful and really, really fulfilling outside of your day-to-day job. So yeah, seeing that and getting that opportunity was something that I knew I had to do.
Yeah, that's definitely a very good to hear. Definitely, I think, is a great thing to know. Is there anything maybe that you wish you had known before getting into that side of it?
Not everything. So, yeah, I think so. I actually started managing people when I was a floor manager, and I was 25, and it was terrifying. And I managed a lot of people that were older than me, and a lot of people that had been there years prior to me. And I just stepped in, and they were like, "Go!" And I was like, "Oh boy!" So I had a whole gamut. I had 16-year-olds, and I went up to like 65. We had a whole gamut of teammates in this store. So it was, number one, generational differences in the way you receive feedback, give feedback, and just coach up people is vastly different. Understanding the human first is what you need to do first and foremost outside of like delivering sales and driving results. You've got to understand your people, and that's what Dick Sporting Goods does a really nice job with, where teammates are at the top of our priority. Then it's the athletes, then it's the communities, then it's the shareholders. So it's always teammates first. And I think going into that role, I was just so focused on, all right, we got to sell the shoes. We got to like make sure the store is clean. I was so focused on the tasks and less on like my people under me that I was like, I got to get it done. I'm like, no, I have a team of like 25. Like I can delegate. I can manage here. But I didn't really know how to. So I think that was one of those things that I was missing there that Dick's Sporting Goods has done a really nice job of implementing. We actually just developed a first-time leader journey, which is literally a first-time manager. You're going to go through this 9-month course, which I got the opportunity to pilot, and it's all different types of trainings. It's conflict resolution. It's getting feedback. It's coaching. It's communication styles. It's all these trainings that you basically package you into an amazing people leader when you're on your own and off to the races as a first-time leader, and would recommend that to anyone. And here at Dick's Sporting Goods, and I'm pretty sure there's probably opportunities out there from a professional certification standpoint. But I wish I would have had that when I first started.
Yeah, that sounds like a great opportunity. It's yes. Something that I think definitely could help shape you as a leader, and it's great that Dick's provides that.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Hearing you speak, it sounds like you are so personable.
And I try.
Truly admire how much you care about your team and how much you're worried about making sure everyone is, how you're communicating effectively and all those kinds of things.
Yep.
So you're maintaining those connections within the organization. How do you find that you maintain them outside of Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yeah, it's kind of funny to think about, like, there is world sometimes outside Dick's Sporting Goods. I have so many friends here, and I've been here so long. Like, my best friends, the people at my wedding, were from Dick's Sporting Goods. My absolute best friend, maid of honor, was my intern roommate. Like, yeah. It's just my husband I met here at Dick's Sporting Goods, for being honest. So, like, life happens here because you're here so much, right? So thinking about life outside, you're like, how do you make those networks? I'm actually a trainer at a gym downtown, so I've made more friends and gotten my network out that way. And it's just something I'm passionate about doing. So I was like, how do I also bring this to life outside of my day-to-day job? So that was something that I did that helped me stay in my network. But also, Dick's Sporting Goods has external partners. One of them is Vibrant Pittsburgh, and that has a great professional network, especially for young professionals to go out and network, coffee, chat, things like that. And that has helped me kind of maintain those connections. And of course, there's always LinkedIn. That one, you got to keep up to date. I tell all the viewers that. Got to keep your LinkedIn up to date. That's going to make the best connections for you. And it's also really easy. Like LinkedIn is just, it would make it so easy for you that it's a great one to always maintain.
Is LinkedIn the one that you find most people here are definitely using that the most? You don't have any other apps or anything that you'd recommend?
Not from like a professional standpoint. I'm sure there's more that I'm like not up on. Like I don't follow the X or the Twitter anymore. I sound really old when I say that. But professionally, I think that's the biggest and best, just because they have so many opportunities for you. And like I said, make it so easy. And everyone usually has one. There are probably some other ways. People have professional websites that they build for themselves. I myself do not. But if you do, that's amazing. If you have a lot of project-based work and you're trying to go into a space that's a little more creative, I would recommend a portfolio or some sort of website. But from a networking standpoint, LinkedIn for sure.
Yeah. I just want to touch on that a little bit because obviously as college students, it's something that we're stressed about a lot. We're stressed too. And tell me a little bit more about how you think we should be able to maintain those connections, especially ones that, you know, we make in college now that you're into your career a bit more.
Yeah. So I will say that the professional business fraternities and the professional organizations is a great one. I mean, the corporate connections one that we're all sitting in here today is an amazing one. And I think having the alumni network that Pitt has alone is insane. I mean, there's alumni all over the world at Pitt, and having LinkedIn and making the connections early and just establishing a communication with those people that you want to be close with, right? Having it often, and I think that kind of goes back to even my Dick's Sporting Goods value of authentic. You want to be authentic with the connections that you're making, not just like, hey, I met you yesterday, connect. No. Take 5 seconds to type a nice personal message. It goes 10 times as far when it's something that's not canned for you or just a blanket like invite. I'm like, I'm gonna point at this person. So just take that little bit of effort to maintain those connections, and you'll be astounded at what maintains throughout your years post college and beyond.
Yeah, that's definitely great to hear, and definitely it's some advice that I think it's important for us to know and try to.
Yeah, I try to dump it on people. I try. Sometimes it's unsolicited. I don't know. But I was a first generation college student, so like, it was really hard starting out. So I try my best to give advice when I can and do things like this, because I did have that. My parents were like blinking, like we were deer in headlights when I went to college because no one had any idea. Somehow we all came out okay. And I'm better for it because of Pitt Business and because of things like this and ways that people have given me advice. So I try to provide it when I can.
Definitely appreciate it.
Sure.
Did you have any pivots while you were in college that just made me think of this question?
Yeah.
While you were in college, did you start with business? Did you start in a different major? Sure. Like, what were your big pivots? Because being a first generation student,
I mean. Yeah. So I immediately got into Pitt Business, which I was very, very grateful for. But I did have, like, a small panic mode after, I'm pretty sure, like, statistics, quant, and a lot of those classes. That I was like, whoa. I'm not really sure what I'm in for here. I did take calc prior to going to college. I took it at a community college, which I would recommend that to everybody. But I had a moment where I was like, did I pick the right thing? But I also was like, I don't know what the right thing was. So I was like, I wanted to do med school at one point, and then I broke my ankle and I couldn't stay on the side of it. So doctoring was not my thing. I also was like, finance seemed different to me. I'm not going to say boring, but finance was different. Bless all every finance major out there, but it was just different, right? So I think because I struggled freshman year because everything was just like an intro course, right? It was intro to this, intro to that, and it was nothing very specific. And I was like, how do I get a little bit more specific where I can try some stuff? And honestly, that's how I found Alpha Kappa Psi, because they were tabling in the lobby one day, and I met someone that was a marketing major, and I was like, tell me more about it. And they were like a junior, and they were in this projects course, and it just seemed awesome. I was like, okay, I just gotta like kind of wait it out, right? I didn't really pivot for my major. My major stayed the same. I wanted to go abroad so badly, so I majored in global management. I was like, Mom, you have to go abroad. It's part of the assessment. So that stayed pretty hard and fast. I did at one point have a minor in Spanish, but it was a lot. At the time, so I did not continue to pursue, but I did go through level 5 of Spanish. Can I speak any now? No. A little bit. I could survive, maybe, but probably not. But yeah, I mean, languages were amazing, and the opportunity that they offer you and the professors they have in the language courses are fantastic. I took one semester of Italian, very fun. But yeah, I think pivots were more of like, did I do the right thing? I just kind of got to wait and see. And I think that was kind of hard to do as a freshman, to be patient. And I say that now, but be patient. It's very hard to do. I understand that. It's much easier for me to say it on this side of the house. But I think that some advice is like, it'll probably work out, but you also can change, which is the beauty of college.
That makes sense. It's definitely something we're both going through. Can I ask where you went abroad and what
program I'm so curious. I went to Barcelona, Spain.
Wow.
And it was amazing. I also did the plus three program when I was a freshman.
Where was that?
I went to Chile. Okay. I do not know what they currently offer, but I think they offer a lot more. But I went to Chile myself, and it was fantastic. I think y'all as freshmen potentially get that opportunity, but it was amazing. It was a great kind of foray into studying abroad. It was only 2 weeks. So you get the chance to, like, do that and be like, okay, let me see if I can do this. So when I went to Barcelona, I went with actually a group of friends to their business school, and it was an international school, so it was in English. And so it was people from all over the world, which was amazing. But it allowed me to get a lot of my international credits kind of out of the way. So international supply chain, international marketing, a couple of those amazing courses I went after my sophomore year fall semester. And I actually interviewed for my internship when I was abroad. And it was a lot of fun.
Your internship here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, or excuse me, I went my fall semester junior year. My apologies. Fall semester junior year. So I interviewed for my internship and I got it. And then I went after my junior year. Yep. Tons of fun. But would recommend studying abroad to anyone. I mean, also once you're there, you have the opportunity to go anywhere. Like, we traveled like nobody's business. We got the opportunity to do a lot of great projects when we were there. There were project-based courses, so we visited a lot of different corporations while we were over there, but also traveled, went to Ireland, went to Paris. It was a fantastic experience.
I would love to actually ask you a little bit more about that. Yeah. Experiencing other corporations, obviously different countries have different working cultures.
Yes.
And what was that like, kind of adjusting that, especially being American and that sort of aspect?
I will say going to an international school helped, because it was like everything was based in English. Even though, like, first day they sit you down and they're like, all right, who speaks 2 languages? And everyone kind of raised their hand. All right, who speaks 3? And then it got to 8 and there's still people with their hands raised. Oh, wow. It was like, this is amazing. I wish I could be you. But seeing different work culture, and now, mind you, this is pre-COVID, so it's very different than maybe what it is today. But we visited an airline company. We visited a canning organization where we had to wear hard hats and steel-toed boots so we didn't lose a toe. But it was just really cool to see that some things that we are so used to here are very different there. And even just, like, I was so used to, like, cube culture. And over there were some opportunities to work in these, like, WeWork situations where it's just, like, a table in Europe with your neighbor. And you're like, oh, you work somewhere? And that's so cool. So it was a really cool way to get introduced to different cultures from that working aspect. I did not do an internship when I was abroad. I had a lot of friends that did internships, but I was just there for school. But friends of mine worked in, like, London with internships, and they said it was amazing. So very, very cool to see. Also, they do take a siesta in Spain. That is a nap in the middle of the day, not a red naps, but things are closed in the middle of the day. And I think we should develop that here, because that would be so fun. But
I agree with you.
My roommate does
a siesta.
I agree. I'm here for it. My son sleeps best in the middle of the day, and I was like, he's born to be in Spain with a siesta. But so, it's cool.
Yeah, so you started in Pittsburgh at college, and then you went around the world and you ended up back in Pittsburgh. So why Pittsburgh? Why did you stay here? What do you
Oh my gosh. I think Pittsburgh has so much to offer. I think the fact that, I mean, my internship was here, my full-time job that I got after college was here. And, like, I went back to Buffalo when I was a footwear manager. I'm from Buffalo, New York originally. And I went back when I was a footwear manager to Buffalo for personal reasons. And I just knew it wasn't where I saw myself professionally. So I transitioned back to Pittsburgh. I mean, first and foremost, Pittsburgh has over 90 unique neighborhoods, and I'm still discovering them, like, post-college, I mean, 10 years later. And I could talk the entire time about the food scene in Pittsburgh, so I think that's what keeps me here. But also, like, working here and meeting my now husband, I was like, we are going to make family here. Like, this is where we want to be. The city itself is, like, when you stand on Mount Washington and look down, you could just, like, snow globe it, like, perfectly, and it's, like, my favorite scene. But for a city to have, like, that opportunity to be a big city, but not with millions of people. I've only been in New York City a handful of times, but yikes. Bless everyone that can go to New York City. One of my very good friends is moving there today, and I was like, girl,
good luck.
It could definitely be overwhelming.
It is. Yes. It is. But I mean, everyone has their thing. And my thing is here in Pittsburgh. For all those reasons. I mean, the greenery, the city opportunities, the walking. But I live out here in the suburbs and I'm 20 minutes from the city. Like, it's easy.
So nice.
It's easy. But I like being out here and having my little yard and my space. Mm-hmm. But I work downtown as a trainer and I get to see my city friends and it's a ton of fun. It's a very, very cool city.
With that being said, do you have any next steps for you in your career or things that you want to do, different things, anything?
What do I want to be when I grow up? Well, so I think I'm working on some of those professional certifications, the first and foremost being project management. So I'm going to go through that here at the office here in June. I'm working on some updates and some developments in our program. So I have a lot to do in my current job. Gonna plug my husband and I for ourselves. We have our own nutrition consulting business that we started, so that's developing and we're working on that. And then we have our 4-month-old son, so that is, we just don't like free time.
who does
But no, I think looking to the future for my next kind of step in my career is just like, how can I continue to work in a space that has the opportunity to not only help people but develop strategy. And the way that Dick's Sporting Goods has continued to change and elevate and iterate on itself, I want to continue to do that in my career. So I think with the updates I'm making to my programs and the projects I'm working on, it's going to give me the opportunity to do that.
It seems like you have a lot of great opportunities here and you're
really trying.
Established yourself.
We're trying.
All right. Power to you.
Thanks. You get bored, you know.
That's really great to hear that you're being like proactive about it. That you're working towards that.
Yes, you have to. Or else like people are just going to step over you and that's never fun.
Yeah. Well, it was so great to have the opportunity to speak with you today.
Thank you. I had a blast.
This was fun.
Great.
Wonderful. Thank you so much
for
being here this week.
Yeah, thank you for coming to speak.
Yeah, thank you guys. Yeah.